Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Today is May 13, 2025, City of Iqaluit City Council meeting tonight. First of all, let me make a statement. Our interpreter, Andrew Diala and Cindy Rennie. Thank you. Thank you for coming to help the City Council as usual. This is City Council meeting number 8. Welcome everyone that's here. And before we get started, we'll have a moment of silence. Thank you. Councillor Romine Stevenson will be joining us online, so everyone is aware. Thank you, Romine, for being able to take part, and thank you to the councillors for arriving. And now there are no swearing in to do, and the first order will be adoption of agenda, moved by Deputy Mayor Smith and seconded by Councillor Tilley. Comments or questions? There are none. All those in favor? Unanimous. Motion carried. Thank you. And meeting minutes. Thank you, Stephen. I was supposed to ask. My apologies. And approval of minutes. The first one is the Planning and Development Committee of the Whole meeting on April 15, 2025, moved by Deputy Mayor Smith, seconded by Councillor Agluka. Comments or questions? There are none. All those in favor? Unanimous. They carried. Councillor Stevenson.
In favor.
Thank you.
In favor. Motion carried. And minutes from the public hearing number 3 on April 22, 2025. We need a motion moved by Deputy Mayor Smith, seconded by Councillor Agluka. Comments or questions? There are none. All those in favor? Unanimous. Here, Councillor Stevenson.
In favor.
Thank you. Motion carried. Everybody voted. And the third minutes will be City Council meeting number 7 on April 22. We need a motion. Moved by Deputy Mayor Smith and seconded by Councillor Agluka. Comments or questions? There are none. All those in favor? Unanimous. In our agenda, if anybody has a declaration of interest to do, they can make it now. Councillor Tilley.
Mayor Alwa, declare on the meeting minutes for planning of development whole. A single item, I believe it's 6A. Due to it's my employment.
Thank you, Councillor Tilley. Anybody else want to declare something that is of interest to them? There are no more delegations. There's a support letter request from the Alenate Arts Festival. Andrew Morrison is here, and Yaka Peterson is also here from the Alenate Arts Festival group.
we will not.
You can sit on the witness table and tell us what Alene would like to do. You can just press the button and start whenever you're ready.
Hi.
My name is Andrew Morrison. I grew up in Iqaluit, and now I work for Alienate.
Now working with Alienate and Yaka, my Iqna Yakatiga, he's sick.
And Yaka, my co-worker, is sick today.
I have a few requests, and many of these are based on years past, but we've added a few, as I'm sure the counselors will notice. We've tried to be creative in welcoming lots of Inuit from across Inuit Nunangat for this year's festival. Lots of focus on Kalashli Nunat from Nunavik. There'll be artists from Alaska, and trying to create a great gathering and bring lots of joy and celebration to Iqaluit. We've been working very hard. We're also, I wanted to come to just chat with you a bit to let us know, let you know what we're up to. We're also working very closely with the Department of Recreation, which we thought was something that Ali and I could do a bit more of. I think the projects, what the mandates of both the Department of Recreation and Ali and I align so closely. So we've been working great with their team and trying to collaborate as much as possible. We've shifted the dates from what used to be Canada Day and then was Nunavut Day, and now we've decided to, it's been jumping around a bit, but to focus on National Indigenous Peoples Day. I know in previous years there's been lots happening, and some years not so much, so we figured that this might be the right way to cement National Indigenous Peoples Day as the focus of Alienite and just as a celebration in Iqaluit. We're also, and I'm telling you this just to kind of give you an update too, we've just been approved for some funding from Kakivak to bring Inuit trainees from all over Baffin Island to do sound and light technical training from Mitimatalik, from Igloolik, from Pannuktuk. So there'll be young people coming and working for a week up to the festival. The trainers are coming from Nuuk. They're Inuit professional light and sound techs from there. So we're super excited to see that happen and try to expand Alienite to support festivals across Nunavut. Yaka is from Nuuk, and it's with the flight that's happening right now, it just makes so much sense to kind of create those partnerships. And then with the city, we we were thinking about what are the most beautiful spots in Iqaluit to showcase for guest artists and guest delegates. And the aquatic center. So the first thing is to get guest passes for everybody that's visiting Iqaluit to come and just enjoy the beautiful aquatic center. The rest of the items, with exception to number three, I think are mostly from previous years in terms of equipment rental and logistic help with porta potties and garbage bins and stuff. I'll leave number three because I know that that's something that we might have to discuss more, but we're also so excited. We've seen in other jurisdictions down south, but also internationally, we've seen performances at the pool. So this is number 11. We wanted to give, to try something out, to have some drum dance performance and some music happening at a kids' pool party. So we really hope that will find support, because we know we can make that a special time for the kids in town. And barring any questions, I'll just briefly talk about, today I received a call from the Elder Society, and I think there was just miscommunication along the path of what exactly we were intending to do with the Qamma. We're working with Sylvia Kluche and drummers, traditional drummers from across Inuit Nunat, from Alaska to Kalashli Nunat, bringing about 10 drummers to Iqaluit to do a week of workshops and collaboration to create a performance, all with traditional drums from across. And we thought when we were thinking of the venue that the Qammak would be a great space for this. We didn't maybe necessarily have the right consultation, not knowing we're still new to this position. So we finally we're in touch with the society. We thought it was a city-run thing. It was just our confusion. But now we're in touch with the society to clarify and ensure that the society and all the elders are collaborating with us on this project, because we think it would be super special. And it's the type of programming that I think would be received well there. It was our problem not taking the right steps to include them from the beginning, just our confusion. But those, that communication is now taking place, so we're happy to clarify what the use of that space will entail.
Thank you, Andrew. Any questions or comments, Councillor Shepherd?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Thank you, Andrew. I'm excited for the festival. You know, as we have in previous years, I'm sure the city will be able to support. We'll be discussing it later on in the agenda tonight, and barring any concerns raised, I'd be happy to support everything that's being requested here. Like I said, I'm pretty excited for the festival this year. Every time you released artists that are coming in, I'd start streaming some of their music and that. So if anyone hasn't listened to some of the artists coming, there is some incredible talent. Sawestrai from like a Greenlandic reggae band is absolutely amazing, and I cannot wait to see the show they put on. So I'm really looking forward to it. I hope the community all comes out and enjoys it, and I look forward to supporting this later today.
Thank you, Councillor Shepherd. Anybody else? Councillor Kunu. Thank you.
Mayor.
The arts festival or the music festival is always a very happy time in Iqaluit, and they usually have real good music. Us as council for the city, I believe we have to support this, because this is going to look real good as it's happening, and I'm sure we'll be able to support them as they go on. Thank you. Thank you, Councillor Kunuk. Anybody else? Councillor Agluka.
Mayor, thank you, Andrew, for your presentation. And Yaqa, who isn't here, I hope he feels better. I just want to applaud you and Yaqa's work so far, especially being new into the position. And I'm actually really, really appreciative of how you guys played around with dates and wrapping it around National Indigenous Peoples Day. And I think it makes sense, because Inuit Nunungut, you know, they come together in not just trying times, but in celebration, and in celebration of Inuit altogether. And I'm really proud of the work that you guys are doing this far, and I can't wait to also support your request, and I applaud you guys.
Thank you, Councillor Agluka. Anybody else? Yes, thank you for coming to make a presentation. I believe you mentioned this on number 3, the use of the request to use the elders' kammak. We'll have to ask the elders. There is space there right now. And it's true that the elders' kammak is owned by the city. However, it's run by, used by the elder society on a daily basis. We'll have to talk with them first, and if they approve of your request, we'll be having another city council meeting before June 22. And is it okay if the reply for that one is a little bit late? That's all.
Yeah, I think Namatukai.
I think
fine. But I just want to reassure everybody that it was never our intention to impose on the space, and it was more a procedural misstep on our end. We're very confident that we can address and collaborate with the elders to create this. If it was a different project of bringing people from south, or it may be a bit harder, but it's wonderful drummers, Matt Nukinga, James Ungala, beautiful artists that would sit and drink tea and share stories with them all day. So I think it's the right fit. And yeah, the timing, I think, will be fine. We can work with it.
Thank you for the response. And myself, I'm a singer too. I'm an unknown singer. And it's great to do things like that. And with the Alainit Art Festival, I'm really happy that it happens in Iqaluit. But I'd like to just say that I approve, like I agree with your request to use Taqammaq, but we have to ask the elders who rent the place. And your activity will be just for a few days or a day or so. It's not going to go on forever. So we'll proceed with this. Thank you.
Thank you.
Oh,
what am I saying? Tema. Inuk tito. Chibu pala
lupa.
Kasi may tutik sa tinyo.
Yeah. Nothing in number four.
Kasi may yokos kisangit.
Any comments from the members?
Kasi may tili.
Malagano. Kasi may tili.
Nakumay Mayor Alwa.
Thank you. Mayor Awa,
to call out the Kunduk Energy Corporation on doing better for our community. The people of Iqaluit were hiked with a rate rake hike of 9.5% for rolling blackouts. I want to remind the people of Kunduk Energy Corporation and also the government of Nunavut to do better. Iqaluit is not a test run for these rolling blackouts, and enough is just enough. We understand that they praise a lot about these $10 million upgrades. We'll prove it. I mean, it's a big burden on a lot of people here in Iqaluit of these rolling blackouts. Me, personally, I got a fried TV because these constant rolling blackouts. Now, I'm just calling out the people that should know about all these electricity to provide it, to provide Iqaluit. And I'm calling them out. Enough is enough. I understand that feeder 2, feeder 3 is always malfunctioning. We'll figure it out. Cal is not a test run for their $10 million upgrade that they praise a lot about. Thank you. That's enough.
Kelly?
Tilly?
Tilly?
Kinalo? Anybody else? Thank you. Now, number six. Previous meetings, it was moved to bylaw number three. It was read. When Councillor Tilly was here, if you can leave for a bit. Thank you. Tulia Smith.
Mayor Awa also.
Oh, you know Mayor Awa.
You're a pretty good singer.
Tusa hatak sa mga kiingiti oh. Tusa mo tualo yutin.
For the planning and development.
Eko kati magkalan. Panay ni mo tana o kalimang. Number three.
PD 25-11. Recommends that.
Tana kati magkalan.
The report.
Tana titak tao sa mayunikat.
Mobay Deputy Mayor Smith.
Deputy Mayor Smith.
Question, No comments. All in favor? Unanimous in the House. Mr. Stevenson. Councillor Stevenson.
In favor.
Thank you. We call back the Councillor Tilly. Thank you, Councillor Tilly, and thank you, Deputy Mayor Smith. Now move on to bylaw, first reading bylaw number 1019, amendment to zoning bylaw number 899 for lot 19, block 7. Moved by Deputy Mayor Smith, seconded by Councillor Shepherd. There's no question, comment on the first reading. All in favour? Unanimous in the House. Deputy Mayor Smith.
If you're asking me, in favour.
Thank you. Unanimous. And then first reading bylaw number 1018, amendment to the Domestic Animal Control Bylaw number 924, moved by Deputy Mayor Smith, seconded by Councillor Agluka. No comments and question on the first reading. All in favour? Unanimous in the House. And Councillor Stevenson?
In favour.
Thank you. 7B, second reading bylaw number 1018, amendment to the Domestic Animal Control Bylaw number 924. Moved by Councillor Shepherd, seconded by Deputy Mayor Smith. Any questions or comments? Councillor Deputy Mayor Smith.
Mayor Awa, I'm just happy to see this on the agenda tonight. I think it's some much needed changes to deal with the dog problem that we've been seeing around the city, and I think I'm not going to add. There's some things I would eventually like to see added to this, but I think right now I'd rather get this moved through as fast as we can, because we do. It's no secret that we have a dog problem, so very, very much in favor of these changes tonight.
Thank you, Councillor Deputy Mayor Smith. Comments and concern. Councillor Stevenson? No?
No, I'm happy with the changes as well.
Thank you. No more comments? All in favour? Unanimous in the House. Councillor Stevenson?
In favour.
Thank you. Motion carried. Number 7C, third reading bylaw number 1015, land acquisition bylaw. Lot 1 and 2, block 217, plan 3317. Moved by Deputy Mayor Smith and seconded by Councillor Shepherd. There's no question, comments on the third reading. All in favour? Unanimous in the House. Councillor Stevenson?
In favour.
Thank you. 7C3, bylaw number 1016. Land disposal bylaw, lot 41 and 2, block 217, plan 317. Need a mover. Moved by Deputy Mayor Smith, seconded by Councillor Luca. There's no comments and question on the third reading. All in favour? Unanimous in the House. Councillor Stevenson?
In favour.
Thank you. That's all the bylaws for tonight. And number 8. None. Number 9, new business. Appointment with acting mayor, May 27, June 3. Would like to ask Councillor Tilly to be appointed for May 27, June 3. And need a mover, a seconder, moved by Deputy Mayor Smith, seconded by Councillor Shepherd. Any comments and questions? No comments, and all in favour? Unanimous in the House. And Councillor Stevenson?
In favour.
Thank you. The committee report. Number 11, correspondence support letter request of Atlanta Arts Festival. I need a mover, Second, moved by Councillor Shepherd, seconded by Councillor Akluka. I'm going to leave that number. No, Councillor Shepherd.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Realizing that item number three regarding the hammock is still to be resolved between Alianite and the Elder Society, I wonder if we could just refer to that in our motion here so that if an agreement is reached between them, that we consent to the use of the space, just so that we don't have to make a separate motion later on. So if later this week they come to an agreement, we can acknowledge that we're okay with that pending their approval.
Seconder is okay like that. Okay. Any question, comment? No comments. All in favor? Unanimous in house. Councillor Stevenson?
In favor.
Thank you. 11B, Inuit Heritage Trust. And then more seconder. Deputy Mayor Smith, seconded by Councillor Shepherd. Comments and questions? No. All in favor? Unanimous in house and Councillor Stevenson?
In favor.
Thank you. Unanimous. 11C, Nunavut Research Institute Research Application. Jonathan, need a mover or seconder? Moved by Councillor Latelli, seconded by Councillor Shepherd. Any comments and questions? None. All in favor? Unanimous in house. Councillor Stevenson?
In favor.
Thank you. We got in camera session. I need a mover to Councillor Telly. Moved by to go in camera. Seconded by Deputy Mayor Smith. All in favor? Unanimous in house. Pierre Omegata.
We're starting again. We're back to our regular meeting just now. We have five items to deal with.
I'll switch my English. The first one we could say for this is
Pipelines. Imalikinimu, dan angit tau simagali. Tutsakaw tinu.
Seconder, Deputy Mayor Smith. Any question, comment? Being none, all in favor? Unanimous, thank you. Second item is request for decision to upgrade. Recommended of award. Need a motion. Councillor Shepherd, seconded by Deputy Mayor Smith. Comments, question? Being none, all in favor? Unanimous, thank you. A third item, request for decision supplement apex pumping. Recommendation of award. Moved by Deputy Mayor Smith, seconded by Councillor Kunuk. Comments and questions? Councillor Shepherd. Okay. No, okay. Thank you. All in favor? 3-4. Abstain. No vote. Okay. 4. Motion carried. Thank you. And fourth audit finding letter. Need a motion. Moved by Shepherd. Seconded by Deputy Mayor Smith. Comments, question? Being none, all in favor? Unanimous, thank you. The fifth one, audit management letter. Need a motion. Councillor Shepherd. Seconded by Deputy Mayor Smith. Comments, question? Being none, all in favor? Unanimous, thank you. That's all the motion for the tonight and the last motion to adjourn. Kelly and Deputy Mayor Smith. All in favor? Unanimous. Thank you, everyone. Andrew and Cindy, thank you, staff, and meeting adjourned.